welcome to the Spoon Nets podcast. But before we get into today's conversation, you already know, make sure you hit that subscribe button. But I am Alicia, one of your E2M fitness coaches, and I'm with my girls.
I'm Mandy, also one of your E2M coaches.
I'm Whit.
And we have a special, special guest today, but I'm gonna let her introduce herself. But with the introduction, can you tell us your name, where you're from, and how long have you been an E2M client?
Well, I'm Chef Jenny, but before I was Chef Jenny, I was also a client. So I'm from Thomasville, North Carolina, a little small town north of Charlotte. And I joined E2M circa 2020, courtesy of my girl Mandy. We go way back to college. And so I saw her posting and telling everybody about this program. I was like, girl, I need some more information on this because... I was about almost 2 years postpartum from having twins, and I was still suffering from all the postpartum-ness of having babies. So.
Okay. I love it. So speaking of being postpartum, when you started the program, tell us about that. How do you manage it all? How do you be a mom and work? And tell us how you do all the things.
I think the pivotal moment for me in my life was recognizing that I had... Being a new mom, I put everything toward that. I woke up, I thought about my kids. I went to bed, I thought about my kids. I woke up in the middle of the night taking care of my children. My twins were preemies. So we were in the NICU for a long time, and that kind of gave me a whole nother, like, situation coming off of that. But I was like a mommy martyr. I was like, I'll sacrifice and die on the hill for these babies. I don't need to eat. I don't need to sleep. I don't need to take care of myself. Until I got to the point where I had, like, gotten really, I was unhealthy mentally and physically because I wasn't putting myself first. And so when I started to put my health first and work out and pay attention to what I was eating and drinking, because I was drinking away my postpartum momminess as well. So once I got a hold of that, and reeled it back in, I realized that I can be a good mom, and that doesn't mean that I have to sacrifice myself to be a good mom or to be a good wife.
Say it again.
Yes. And totally understand
it's a hard lesson to learn I just thought being a mom, like, okay, I'm everything to them.
Yeah.
But being everything to them also meant that I had to reel it back in for myself, too.
You're their hero. You can't fill their cup without having yours full. Like, yes. That's kind of where that comes. But I totally understand as a mom. My daughter's 13, and, you know, there's a lot of nights that you run on fumes.
Yeah.
Like, and, like, with our other podcast, we've talked about, you know, having that routine set, and that goes along with the kids. Like, they have dance. They have gymnastics. They have baseball. They have all these things, and... It's their world, and we're just living in it. So.
Oh, yeah. And you now, you were working, and then you were staying at home, and now you're back working, and you also homeschool, right?
Oh, so yeah.
Tell us, how do you, like, do you have certain routines? Do you have, like, what do you, how do you do it?
I mean, I have to, I zoom out and look at the week, or the month, the week, and then the day, because every single day for us is different, and my husband's schedule is very different most days. So I literally have, we were talking about like setting routines and setting timers. I have a timer. I'm like, today we have to leave at this time, which means that the kids have to be upstairs getting ready at this time before, in order for us to get in the car to get there. So everything is mapped out. Like I have a to-do list in my phone every single day from wake up at this time, go work out at this time, because if I don't get it in before they come downstairs to get ready for school, I know the day will get away from me, and I won't be able to get my workout in. And they've even got to the point now, they're like, Mommy, you need to go do your workout.
Oh, I love
if
that.
I get a little sideways in the morning, I've had too much coffee, and I haven't gotten all that energy out, they're like, Mommy, did you go out to the garage yet? Like,
they're watching, that's for sure.
They know, and they participate with me now. They come out, and my son loves to work out with me. My daughter's like, yeah, that's cool, but not so much.
But even with her, she'll even just come and hang out while you work out. She still, it's cool how you can kind of like train your children that like this is an important part of mommy's day, and we're going to make sure this happens. So you might have to sit there and watch the iPad or do your homework or whatever it might be, but I think that's really cool. I've like watched your children learn this with you. So it's been really cool to watch.
Well, and that's kind of just how we do life. Like, I want them to know, even though they're five now and I'm 40, like, this is how we do life. We take care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. We cook food. They get in the kitchen with me. They help me cook. They work out. Like, they know what healthy food options are. They know that it's important to exercise. And so now that that's who I am,
yeah,
this is my life. It's their life, too. So, that's all I can hope for, is to inspire them to also take care of themselves, you know, physically, mentally, and, you know, nutrition too.
I love that. And in addition to, as you said, inspiring your kids, what are some tips that you could give other moms who have joined E2M or even considering joining E2M? Because you list a lot of things, a lot of roles that you play in life, but what happens when there are moments where you like, well, this day wasn't perfect. This day I didn't do the workout. This day I didn't feel like doing it, because, you know, now you have your routine going. I mean, you've been in it for what, going on 3 years now. But walk us through how that first eight weeks were for you, and how you were able to bounce back when days weren't going as you thought they would.
You know, my first round, I wanted to do it right. I am not much of a rule follower when it comes to life in general, but I knew that if I did it exactly the way that it was laid out, that it would work, because I'd seen some of the other results. And by week four, I was like, oh, wow, I can see a difference here, and I'm like this, and it's working. And not every day works. Like, I mean, you can set a routine, but you have kids, and kids are the most unpredictable variable you can have in life. And
I mean,
I have been literally on the spin bike, and my kids are like, please play Barbies with me. And I'm like, oh, God. Like, I don't want to say, no, I don't have time to play with you. But also say, okay, please give me five more minutes, because I want to finish this so that I can feel good. Because if I don't finish this, I might not feel good. So I think for busy moms, stay-at-home moms, and especially if you have young children that are at home with you, like, just incorporating them into this new lifestyle and this new routine. Have them in the kitchen with you. I mean, they don't have to use knives, but, you know, allow them to help you prep a few things. Or wash your veggies. My kids love to, like, get in the sink and just, like, wash all the fruits and the veggies. Anything to get them involved, to see what you're doing, instead of, like, I'm going over here and I'm shutting this door, and this is mommy's business. And, you know, I found that getting them involved and talking to them, I don't baby talk my kids. I'm pretty, like, real when I talk to them.
So is that one of your homeschool classes?
Yeah. It's cooking, getting real. Cooking, mommy 101.
Yeah, you really inspired me to do more of that with Kyra, with my daughter, because I see your kids getting on your lives, and even just, like, you post your little Instagram stories with, like, them cooking and them, like, knowing healthy food, and it inspired me to get Kyra into it too. And now she likes to kind of make her own little plates, or, you know, she feels really free and welcome to get in there with me. And it's something cute and fun that we do together, because she loves time with me, which I love.
But and I think that's everybody's love language at the end of the day, is quality time. So if, like, you can take your new healthy lifestyle, and everybody loves to eat. So, you know, taking those new lifestyle routines and, like, incorporating your kids with it, I think is really what has helped me to make it sustainable.
Yes.
Because if I was still cooking three or four different meals to appease everyone, and I was having to, like, go off to the gym and get a babysitter and all that jazz, like, that adds another level of difficulty, and your ability to make that sustainable might not last as long. So, like, we do it all at home. Yep. Everybody does it with me.
It's important to know that doesn't happen overnight, though, too.
No.
Like,
I think it's easy for sometimes us to make it look easy.
Yeah.
But it doesn't happen overnight. It takes training. Right. So,
Well, speaking of being in the kitchen, as you introduced yourself, you are Chef Jenny.
Yes, ma'am.
So talk about how this became and how you became a chef for the E2M.
So culinary career started years ago. I went to Johnson & Wells, did the culinary track, and I worked in corporate America in the food service industry for a long time. And I cared about nutrition. And it's very hard to have that passion when you work for a large global company. So I kind of felt like I was hitting a roadblock every time whenever I wanted to explore some of those options. But Jeff put out a call one night in the live and said, we got any chefs in the group? And I'm like, me. Like, who do I talk to? I was like, Mandy. I was like, 'cause at this point I had been, I it'd been over a year since I had joined. And I'm like, this is legit. This is real food. Mm-hmm. And coming with a nutrition background, like that was important to me that we didn't have supplements and shakes and pills and different ways to lose weight. Mm-hmm. This is just exercise and nutrition. So when it comes down to it, I was like, this is what I subscribe to. This is my passion. I believe in this. And so I just wanted to make it more accessible and easier for members mm-hmm. to take this healthy food and make it delicious, because it's not that hard. And we don't use a whole lot of ingredients. The ingredients are pretty straightforward, but it's just combining them, the different cooking methods. I really want people to embrace, like, I can cook, even if you're not that good. Like, you can get better. Yes. You gotta keep trying, just like with the workouts. I didn't start out doing, you know, jumping jacks for a straight minute. No. And so we can't all come in and make, like, you know, James Beard Award dishes, you know, our first 8 weeks. But, you know, the steps that it takes just to learn a few methods and how to put some things together in the kitchen. But, I mean, the opportunities that just kind of keep coming up, and, you know, working on cookbooks and the kitchen. And it just makes me so happy to be able to share what I truly am passionate about and share it with other people so that they can take that and instill that in their lives.
Well, let's not speed over the cookbook. Let's take it back, because someone who cooks the same thing every day, mm-hmm. I've actually and I'll let you talk more about the cookbook, but Mandy knows, I tried a dish from the cookbook, and baby, I was like, oh yeah, let me, Chef Alicia, like, let me put Chef in front of my name, because so I usually just cook the same thing, you know, to me it's good, but I mm-hmm. also know, like, you know, I have a cookbook here, let me actually try a meal, and I actually saw that Mandy cooked the same thing the same day, and it was so delicious. So delicious.
What was it?
It was the ginger.
I'm going to try it.
It's the spicy ginger chicken.
Garlic ginger.
You've made it twice, haven't you?
I've made it twice, and I got ingredients at home to make it again, y'all. It is
so good. So for someone like myself, guys, who cook the same thing, you know, I got my Lowry's garlic salt, my little Texas beet dust, my little Texas beet dust, my little Old Bay when I need it. But that's me. But it worked for me. But now I'm like, you know, let me try something different. It was super easy. Like, mm-hmm. I'm the type of person, like I said, I'm just, this is what it is. This is what I eat. Boom. But now I'm able to, you know, get a little creative. So, but yes, going back to the cookbook, that is an amazing accomplishment. And let's just give her a little applause right now, because I know you guys have been working hard. Yes. It's amazing. So just talk more about the cookbook. And for people who don't feel like, I don't really know where to start, how would you encourage someone to just pick a recipe and try it?
You know, I think it all starts in the pantry. So having just like with working out, you got to have the right tools. So mm-hmm. you got to have the right tools in the kitchen. You got to have a good selection of spice blends, mm-hmm. dry spice. I love herbs, fresh herbs. I kind of just throw it on everything. Lemons and limes and citrus add so much flavor. So just having like those staple pantry items already, or, you know, you're going through the cookbook and see, oh, what kind of stands out to you that looks delicious to you? Because not every recipe is going to, you know, be something for everyone. Mm-hmm. But we tried to have a variation of spice blends and the different proteins and pairing them with vegetables. And so Chef Andreas and I just kind of say, you know, use this as a guideline, because if you don't like spicy, then okay, take away the cayenne pepper. Mm-hmm. I don't like super spicy. So use it as a guideline to go, all right, well, I like these flavors, but maybe not the spicy part. Mm-hmm. Take that out. Or you like this vegetable recipe, but you love the chicken for a different recipe. I just really hope that it empowers people to make those decisions mm-hmm. on their own in the kitchen and go, I can do this. Like, we kept it very simple, like 5 steps. Most of them are about 20 minutes in length. It takes you to prep and cook. So I think that kind of keeps it less intimidating mm-hmm. if you're not really used to being in the kitchen.
Right.
It's like, okay, let's eliminate some of the steps and some ingredients, but you still get good flavor.
I'll say it's been really helpful for us, because we get a lot of questions and like, hey, I want to make things more interesting or, you know, whatever. So the cookbook has been a staple for us to be able to just like, hey, you know, here's the link. Try this. It kept us moving forward, because us three, I mean, I know they're trying. I haven't tried anything yet. I haven't tried to cook anything yet. I'm not a cook. I know.
I'm going to teach you. Come over.
But I think it's really important, because, you know, it keeps people interested. Yeah. Keep them interested. Because us three, we just we're ground turkey, we're rice, and we have a handful of raw spinach, and we don't care, and we keep it moving.
Yeah.
That goes along with mom life, like, okay, I didn't have time this time, so keeping those things in the fridge, or like hard-boiled eggs in the fridge, leave, you know, those types of things.
Well, that didn't even happen in my house. I mean, some days we're just like rotisserie chicken and mama beans, and that mama beans are canned green beans boiled for a long time with salt olive oil. And that does the trick some days.
That gets the job done. But on those days that you want to spice it up, go for a cookbook recipe. You got a date coming over, honey.
Yes. Oh, honey, that's what I was going to say with entertaining.
Garlic ginger chicken.
Listen, we're going to keep that separate. But let's just say the person that also ate the dish said that it was delicious. It was delicious. I was like, I know.
Well, and I think that's a good way to share your lifestyle too much. It's like, you know, not everybody, if you say, oh, let's go eat at a vegan restaurant, or let me try this really healthy dish. Like, some people are like, ooh, no, it doesn't even taste like I'm going to enjoy it. Right. But entertaining and making foods like we have in the cookbook, and whether it's for your family, your friends, or you're taking it to, like, an event, that's how I've sprinkled in. I call it stealth health. So you, like, sneaky bring in some really like healthy dish, and people are like, oh, this is good. Like, I did that at Thanksgiving. I did roasted vegetables, not like nothing to write home about, but my family members don't eat like that. I mean, Davidson County, I grew up with bacon grease in my greens, and you know, we had that old 1970s coffee mug in the back of the refrigerator with bacon grease in it.
Yeah,
that's what my mama cooked with. Like, if you didn't have butter and bacon grease, like, then what were we eating?
Fat back.
So, I mean, so I just bring it, and they were like, oh, this is really good. And they surprise themselves when they try it and go, oh, I did like that.
Mm-hmm. I do that too.
Don't know until you try.
Yeah, when we go on family trips, I'm like, I'll get the groceries and cook, and I can make healthy things so that they can see you can eat healthy, and it can really taste good. It can be simple and easy and taste good. So I think it's cool. I think we all share that. We want to like show our family and friends that like, hey, guess what? You can do it too.
Yes.
And that cookbook has gone a long way. The other thing you mentioned that I thought was really super cool is that you have the ingredients for spice blends. There's like a whole section with spice blends.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Because, and that's the thing too, is most of the recipes incorporate a spice blend in them, but they're all in the back of the recipe of the book too, like an index. So you can make your spice blends and use it with the different proteins and the different vegetables.
Oh, I love that.
And so that's what, when we say like, we want to empower people to really just kind of do it on their own.
Yeah.
Like, here's some guidelines, but you know what? If that's not what you love, then take that spice blend, take that protein, take that vegetable, and make your own.
Yeah, just switch it out. Switch the turkey for the chicken. I'm glad you said that, because we actually get that question a lot. Can I switch out, you know, that the ground turkey for the hamburger or whatever? So, I'm glad
it's
you said
that. It's a guideline with some flavor profiles that are put together by us. But at the end of the day, it's like you're serving yourself your dinner. So make what you like.
I love that. Well, as we are closing out, can you let people know how can they purchase the cookbook? Where can they find it?
Our cookbooks are available on our website, so on e2mfitness.com, which is also linked to Amazon. So Amazon's doing the fulfillment for us, so everything is available online.
Well, I love it. Well, thank you so much for giving us all the tea and all the ingredients to what, you know, how your life has been as an E2M client and also as a chef for E2M, because we enjoy you. We know that you are amazing. Shout out to Chef Andreas as well, because you guys both have brought something super special to the team. Because a lot of times when you're trying to get healthy, a lot of, like, again, like we said on the last podcast, if you ask somebody, well, what is that you need to do? They're going to tell you what they need to do. What is it that you need to eat? They're going to tell you what you need to eat. But sometimes they just don't really know how to put it in the pot and actually, you know, put it on the plate so they can actually ingest it. So digest it. So we appreciate you. And again,
I appreciate y'all. Yes. I've learned so much from these
we love
amazing
you.
Women too. So
I love it. I love it. So guys, again, before you exit, please make sure you hit that subscribe button. But we will see you next time. And thank you again for tuning in. Bye.